Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, our standing by. Take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Six Flags Magic Mountain in California has a special drink on sale for Halloween. 4 bags full of sangria. Wait. No, sorry, not 4. IV bags full of sangria. I was wondering why they went with Roman numerals.
I hope they don't get those bags. Not IV bags. You went Roman.
I hope they don't get those confused.
I'm the news guy. I never said I was a good news guy.
No, sorry, man. It goes back to all of our interaction that we've had. Back to ancient Rome.
That's
makes
right.
Is it, you just, like, drink them, right?
Be my guess. That or inject yourself.
I would assume.
I don't think you can inject alcohol.
You can.
A woman in Connecticut was arrested after she bit off her ex's finger and then posted it on Facebook. You savage.
Well, that's the part that got her caught. So the guy actually went to the hospital. He explained what happened. The cops went and looked for her, and when they found her, she mentioned to the cops, yeah, and I celebrated on Facebook. And then they watched the video, like, well, you sure did. You'll be great in jail.
Idiot. 300 birds smashed into a NASCAR Hall of Fame in North Carolina on Tuesday night.
Whoa. Has that happened before, or is this a one-off incident?
This has got to be a one-off, right?
I would think, because otherwise, wouldn't you say, like, it happened again?
Yeah,
3,000 birds?
No, 300.
Oh, 300. That's still bad.
Amazing, yeah.
Oh, just 300?
Yeah. That was a really clean window.
Where's the NASCAR Hall of Fame?
North Carolina.
That makes sense.
Huh. It does.
The NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Mike, I think you're emphasizing the wrong part.
Yeah.
Them North Carolina birds, I don't know which way.
Dumbass birds. A doctor in England who groped a nurse blamed it on his hay fever medicine mixing with his dog's anti-anxiety medicine.
Why would you be taking your dog's anti-anxiety medicine?
And you're a doctor. Really? Right. You need your dog's anti-anxiety?
I mean, just say, you know what, I'm sorry I groped her. Sounds better.
He was really anxious. Really anxious that morning.
Just needed to get that out.
And if you do, then what about your dog? Your dog's like, I'm the one with the real problem. You're an addict. Right? I'm actually anxious.
I'm sorry, I hate to go off topic here. Are we medicating dogs for anxiety?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Dude, without question.
And it's the same medication that they give humans. They just give it in a weight form. So depending on how much you weigh, like if your dog's on Prozac, whatever.
Okay.
Dogs are on Prozac?
Absolutely, yep.
Dogs
with separation anxiety? They put it on, yeah.
Is that some... I don't know. Is that just something to do with who raised the dog?
No, it depends on the breed. Sometimes they're inbred. Sometimes they're just nuts. Sometimes they'll, you know, they'll eat your couch if you don't, like, sedate them before you leave.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't think that's serious.
Massachusetts is considering banning balloons.
Why?
That's a good question.
They hate fun, Ted.
You know what? I will say I was on Cape Cod once and lost a balloon.
Maybe saw it and got freaked out.
Right?
Maybe it has something to do with a turtle. Like, you know, they have found a turtle on a beach with a happy birthday balloon stuck in its mouth, dead.
I mean, look.
You know what it is balloons are bad for great white sharks.
And that's what, now that they're migrating there. Look, I don't care about balloons personally, but little kids love balloons. It's their birthday. You go to Red Robin with the kids, right? One of the things I love, God bless them for this. I didn't realize you could do this. It was explained to me that it's perfectly illegal. But when they're leaving, there's like this balloon tree kind of thing. By the front door, and the kids can grab a balloon. I did not know this the first time. I'm looking at my kid like, take that back. What do you mean you can't sit? And they're like, no, sir, it's
free
okay.
Balloon.
I'm like, oh, my
Jacked
bad.
A balloon. There's a plant that now takes selfies.
Plant?
Plant, powered by the microbes in the soil.
Wait,
what do you mean?
Wait. You mean like a plant like that you grow plant?
So here's what I know.
How does it hold the camera? Here's what I know.
It's got a selfie stick.
There's a plant that takes selfies based on the microbes in the soil.
That's all you've worked on.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. It doesn't have a human camera. It's probably got like a plant one.
There you go.
It's a plant camera.
That's, yeah. It's a planted camera.
Well, it's a market we haven't explored yet. We thought we could make a lot of money there.
Plants. Not enough pictures of them. You ever seen a fern selfie? I don't think so.
We can't shake the Polaroid so they can actually develop.
You're not actually supposed to shake them, Mike. Andre 3000 was wrong about that.
That's why I said that's why it can actually develop.
Oh, my bad.
The newest email scam is a Nigerian astronaut.
Get out of here. Come on.
Who was lost in space.
No way. Who has fallen for this?
That's a meme.
And he needs $3 million.
To get back?
To get back. Oh.
So I emailed a stranger
out of space.
Tell you I'm lost in space. And if you can give me $3 million, I can buy my way back.
I don't
back.
Know how high this guy was, but I want to take what he had. I mean, this guy was on some serious stuff.
I totally found Wi-Fi in space, and I need to...
So I'm emailing a stranger.
Right, I need you to wire me, because I just randomly texted this email, and I need $3 million. I hope to God you have it.
The lost Nigerian astronaut.
Oh, no. The lost Nigerian astronaut. That's phenomenal. The more active your brain, the shorter you'll live, according to a new study.
Jesus.
That's not good.
No.
So dummy's gonna live a long time.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
So shut it off.
Why are you smoking all this weed? So I don't die forever. Young. Man's a racing.
I'm gonna live forever.
Hi.
Hi. Kiss the sky.
Police in California pulled over a Lyft driver to arrest the passenger. He was wanted on hit and run charges.
Damn.
That's why, you know, for the driver and for your own safety, you got to check. Make sure it's your ride.
That's right.
I think he picked him up and it was the wrong guy.
Oh, that's fair.
Wonder if he'll get a negative review because of that.
Like taking someone else's reservation at a restaurant.
He'll never recover from it.
Who is this guy? I'm never picking him
who
up again.
Who would do that?
Yeah, no.
Exactly. It's terrible.
I think it happened to me last night.
A man in California broke into a home just wearing women's lingerie.
Come on, man. Like, don't make it creepy. If you're going to break into my home, then just be that guy that breaks into my home. But, like, don't break into my home.
Brings that shock factor and the element of surprise.
Yeah, because now I'm mad. Like, you want to steal my TV? Steal my TV. Why are you doing that in lingerie?
It's easier
to explain to my children that people break in your home and steal stuff, right? But it's harder, like, well, have you seen lingerie, Daddy? I don't know.
Well, people like wear, some dudes like to wear lingerie.
I understand that. That's fine. But don't also break into houses at the same time.
But I like sweatpants. So if I broke into your house, I'd do it in sweatpants.
But I would expect that.
This guy did it in lingerie.
Not fair enough.
Also, if he had pantyhose on, he would have had an easy mask.
Rip him off my legs, put it on my head.
A man in Panama, are you ready for this? He has a rare medical condition that has made his testes swell up to the size of basketballs.
Nuts.
Like the Grinch's heart. And that day, his testicles swelled up to 3 times its normal size.
That sounds awful.
Ooh. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, Dad. Yes, it does.
The size of basketballs.
Swish.
The sack leader.
But you couldn't even walk around. You'd be grazing stuff.
Yeah, because your testicles are the size of basketballs.
You permanently have that cowboy stance?
I think you're just laying down.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Let's see. A man in North Dakota was arrested for throwing rocks and attacking a 9-year-old who threw a snowball at him.
Oh, man.
Tell me that people aren't going nuts right now.
Come on, man.
Goodness.
It's a snowball.
Right.
Easy, man.
Yeah. I mean, I get you. Maybe you're upset. You yell something at him, but you don't throw rocks at him.
A decorated professor from the University of Oxford is accused of selling some incredibly rare biblical artifacts to the founders of Hobby Lobby.
What?
Maybe that was their hobby.
There you go.
Seriously, they like old artifacts.
They like this stuff.
They collect.
Who gets artifacts?
I would think, you know, you have the scientists go out and find these things, and they go to eat, typically, university or a museum, right?
All right.
So if this guy's curating it, look like anything, right? You can go to a museum, natural history, 10,000 things to look at. There's a 100,000 things in their warehouse you haven't seen. So
typically,
he probably figures he's the guy keeping inventory. He's selling the scrap. His hope is by the time they figure it out, he's already dead and gone.
Typically how it happens, though, Ted, is England steals it, claims it as their own, and then puts it in a museum around the world, if you really want to know how it works.
It has finally been decided. We now know 2019's best wildlife photo.
What's that?
don't know. I'm not working on it, Miles.
Oh, I know.
Oh, show. Oh, everyone can see it now. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at the radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Look right there.
Right there.
You see it? Isn't that amazing?
Have you not seen it?
This is the greatest photo.
No, it's awesome. It's like a fox, like scaring the crap out of some other animal.
A marmot?
If you can't see it,
he's like.
If you can't see it, your radio is completely antiquated.
Old technology.
Put the knob back on.
Right. You ripped it off. The 80s.
Stuck on 11, idiot. A man in Scotland was mortified at what his dog pulled out of the bushes.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from
Thank
now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We appreciate it. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Yes, Steve Throw Hook at your police to everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Chad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Chad, you understand how this year game is played?
I do, yes.
Fantastic. Here is your story. We go to Vancouver, Washington, where search and rescue crews found a 75-year-old mushroom picker alive this past Tuesday afternoon. This is nearly 3 days after she was reported missing. She is reportedly in stable condition, but she was reported missing after she never returned after going to pick mushrooms. Well, friends and family alerted authorities about 2:45 on Saturday afternoon. This after going out and to search the area. Well, finally, on Tuesday, a rescue team found her at about 3:35 in the afternoon near the Woodard Creek drainage. Anyway, the crews worked to safely get her out of the area. She is now recovering. Do you believe that this lost mushroom picker is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
All right. The gut is telling me either Asian or white. But can I go to the racial consultant, Ted?
Yeah, where'd you say it was?
Vancouver, Washington.
And how old is she again?
75, I believe. 75. Yeah, she's up there. She's not like...
She's out hunting 75 years.
Not hunting them, but foraging. Yes.
Foraging.
They're easy to sneak up on.
There was just an episode of Bob's Burgers about this.
Foraging mushrooms?
There was. It's a cutthroat industry. Most people don't know that.
I have heard that before.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I think white is most of the foragers I know are white. Miles loves mushrooms. He's white. Yeah.
Everybody loves mushrooms.
Well, I don't, sir.
But you're white.
I know. So there, you know what? I'm going black.
You're going black?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. All right, Chad, what are you thinking?
Ted, I'm going to go against you on this one. I normally agree with you, but right. I'm leaning Asian.
Asian final answer there, Chad?
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if she's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, so Profile This. We go down to down the street a few hours there to Vancouver, Washington. And we have a woman who was out picking mushrooms. She's 75 years old. She went missing. Not for one, not two, but 3 days. And eventually Washington Search and Rescue found the woman. Apparently, she's going to be okay, but she was missing for 3 days, out there doing a little picking.
And Chad, we asked you, did you believe she was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? Ted, you went black. Chad, you went Asian. Chad.
I did.
You are correct.
Chad, you're not alone, man. A lot of comments coming in said, yes, got to be Asian, right?
I don't know.
Another part they said, basically, it's like, if it's not hallucinogenic mushrooms, we're going to go Asian. If it's hallucinogenic mushrooms, we go white. That was the general... Everyone listening.
You think white people like magic mushrooms?
I haven't heard. I just feel like.
She's wild, Doc.
I don't know. Well, I heard that killer whale, the one they found, tripping on mushrooms.
Loves mushrooms.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Tab at 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Exciting times here, Miles.
It is.
Exciting times.
Okay.
Not too sure it's the best stuff today, but, you know, I feel somewhat confident. I've had my staff working on it, not just me today.
Okay. So
we got a couple jokes.
Is it 10 or
it late night?
It's up to you to determine if these jokes were done by a professional team of writers for the late night talk show, the host, or if it's done by Ted. Now, Ted, who are our potential candidates this week?
We're going to have Mr. Trevor Noah.
Mr. Noah.
Okay. David Spade.
Mr. Spade.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
And a Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk bringing the funny today. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Make sure.
Is he? We don't know that.
Let me get your proper music ready to go here, and we'll get into it. All right, here we go.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Google's newest phone works without even touching it. It's gesture control. This is really amazing technology. You can open your phone by just waving at it. No one's ever had this technology, except for the front door at Walgreens. Never seen it.
Trevor Noah.
That is Trevor Noah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Kellogg's is selling six of its cereals all mixed together. It's called All Together Cereal. It has a mix of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes. It's a bunch of good parts just thrown together, but it's not good. Kind of like the Browns.
Ted Smith. Okay. Yeah.
Too sporty?
No, it was good.
Let's see this one. All right.
No, it was actually a really good joke.
Yeah.
It was.
I thought it was going to be good this year. There's not.
No. You're right.
Sorry.
You sound a little worked up.
Well, I am. Bless him. All right. A fire in Indiana almost killed 2,000 competitive racing pigeons. Although, if they couldn't get out, they weren't the best racing pigeons.
Mike Hawk.
Noah.
David Spade.
Oh, all right. Very good.
A new survey found 30% of people who hate their own cooking, but they still yell at their husbands for saying it.
Mike Hawk.
It is a Mike Hawk.
And Mike is now just doubled up.
That's so funny.
He's fired up when he handed this one over to the desk.
Okay. Jeez.
Couple more here, Miles.
Oh, got a couple more.
Couple more. Lady Gaga has removed her RK. Sorry, folks. From the top. Lady Gaga has removed her R. Kelly collaboration from her new copies of the album Art Pop. Now when you get to the part that where there's R. Kelly, you just hear an Amber Alert.
David Spade.
That is David Spade. One more here, Miles. A new study found there are actually 7 different types of sugar daddy, sugar baby relationships, but all involve 7 whores.
Ted Smith.
That is
Ted Smith. It's not her Spade.
It's not about whores. Just tell me, like, that's
I go to the whore.
Yeah.
The whore.
Whores.
That's when the whores come in. You sleep with one, Miles, you know?
That's right.
When you're at, you know, overseas, they never let it go. All right. a lot of talk about Disney Plus. Disney Plus, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney Plus Marvel show says it may cost up to $25 million per episode. The Hollywood Reporter says, like, I mean, that's ridiculous, right? But they're spending that much on their Marvel shows, The Falcon and the Winter.
Wait, is that all one name?
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Ah, okay. Oh.
WandaVision?
Okay.
There's a Wanda. I know Wanda Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a character named Vision. I don't know where the Wanda comes in.
Hawkeye?
All right. Wait,
I've heard of Hawkeye.
I think Jeremy Renner will not be playing that role right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then Star Wars show.
Come on.
The Mandalorian.
Yes.
The Mandalorian.
Well, they don't do the Mandalorian.
I don't know why I rolled my R there.
That's a strange name for a Star Wars show, but whatever.
Well, because it's about a Mandalorian.
How much do you think that costs an episode?
Star Wars, say $15 million.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Actually, I thought I was shooting high.
They must figure they're going to make a lot of money off this network.
Well, look. I'm not 100% on this, but I believe with Disney Plus, since they own so many properties now, are they pulling all of it from all the other streaming services? Like, the only way you can get this stuff is if you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
Then they'll
I'm
make
pretty
their money.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? You have Marvel, you have Star Wars, which are two of the biggest franchises in the world. Buy Harry Potter and you got it all locked up, right?
But Harry Potter, I only know this because of the parks, but Harry Potter basically is what Universal has. I can't imagine them giving up Mr. Potter.
But Disney, man, I mean, they make huge. Here's $12 billion. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Disney prints money,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's no question about that.
Well, the show should be good, then.
They have all that money and all those.
Well, there was more money when they made the new Star Wars and people disliked them.
Here's the difference. A lot of money, visually, it'll probably be. Because that's where your money goes. The acting needs to be there. The stories need to be good, right? Like Ted said, the prequels, a lot of visually stunning. There were dumpster fires.
Yeah, to say the least.
And that's a nice way of putting it.
Also, too, now that they have Disney Plus, like that one guy, I don't know his name.
That one guy.
You know, let's call him Doug.
All right, Doug.
You know who Doug is. Doug's been waiting in line for the movies. Doug's on TVs. He's out there a week before the Star Wars. Now Doug can just sit at home. He doesn't have to line up for stuff.
And now his life just turned to hell.
Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just Doug sounds like such a plain name now, right? Because you got that legal, the legal emu or whatever, and Doug.
Is it Doug?
Yeah. I know people were fired up about this. Miles the other day was like, Ted. I said, what is up, Miles? He said, did you hear about Jonah Hill?
He talks
to play the villain in Batman. And I said, I did not hear that. Sorry, Miles, bad news. Jonah Hill is no longer in talks to play a villain in the Batman.
Hmm. Okay.
I believe he was up for the role of the Penguin.
That I was going to say, if it's the Penguin, it makes sense. Anyone else?
What's the line of when you can introduce a new character to a comic book series?
It seems to me that... Isn't it basically done in the genre of the time when the comic was released? So there's all kinds of different incarnations. Like, at one point in time, there's a whole Spider-Man series where Spider-Man's, like, in a black outfit, and then he's in different...
Venom and all that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they just take one of those windows of time and kind of incorporate that stuff into that
character. This is what I've noticed. It seems, and I'm probably wrong, but as best I can tell, you cannot introduce a new character via the movies. It must be introduced via the comics, and then you can put it in the movie, but I don't know. And look, I don't read comics and all that, but it seems to me that not a lot of new villains are ever introduced. You kind of bring the old ones back all the time, because even all the movies they make, there's no, like, new characters. Like, if you're familiar with the comic at all, like, all right, yeah, I've heard of that guy.
I guess I'm just thinking, like, it's a make-believe place. Like,
Couldn't
you just introduce a new villain?
I would think so.
You're making a new Batman movie. Like, I don't know, just make somebody up.
I mean, at some point, the cops don't keep chasing the same people. There are some people that the cops deal with regularly, but it's not always, like, the same eight people that the cops go after.
Yeah. And there's always, once you lock somebody up, there's a new master villain.
And the other thing is, if they keep escaping from jail, you might just want to execute them.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they poisoned the water supply, they've killed 10,000 people. Like, let's just put them in jail.
But, like, if you've ever watched The Wire, like, that's just the way this stuff works. Like, you get rid of one kingpin, like, another one shows up.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Disney's Jungle Cruise, The Rock and Emily Blunt are in that. There's a new trailer coming out for that. Season 3 of Stranger Things was Netflix's most watched original series ever.
You wouldn't even think that that might be a franchise for somebody like Disney to pick up as far as a ride is concerned or some kind of experience.
I mean, Netflix ain't going to give that away.
No, but it would just seem like if you went to Universal and you get on the Stranger Things ride and you go to a different world and, you know, crazy stuff happens.
I mean, yeah, maybe Netflix will make a Netflix park.
Oh, man, I made someone angry. Star Wars prequel comment about it being compared to a dumpster fire. I'd rather watch a dumpster fire. Don't insult dumpster fires. You're right. I apologize to dumpster fires.
Keep lighting them, folks.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. It would be very interesting. A series about the rise of Uber is coming to Showtime.
Hmm. Sadly, it's actually interesting.
Well, they did have a show called Taxi for a number of years.
Yeah. Yeah, why not do Uber?
People are all interested in that kind of stuff, too, right? I mean, there was a movie about Facebook. There's been movies about this or that.
If it's a big company, make a movie. People care.
Right. And like I always say, you know, the Domino's number one is ubiquitous throughout the world. Mm. But Uber is as well.
Except in Mozambique.
I'm just telling you, man. Wherever I've traveled, you see a Domino's guy and the Uber app works.
Huh. Okay. that's the theory.
That's what I'm
saying. Like the first time I left the country, I threw open the shutters. I'm like, look at me. There goes a Domino's guy.
Maybe Domino's could give you a ride as well.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
Combine the best of two worlds.
Yeah, there's always that theory, right? You just pop in there and be like, order a pizza to your place.
Yeah,
and
go to Domino's, seriously, order a pizza and have the guy deliver it to your house with you in the back
seat. Ride home with him.
Yeah.
We were talking about Disney Plus a little earlier. So basically, there's always the Hollywood Reporter puts out its annual list of the most powerful people in entertainment.
All right.
Do you know who number one is?
Is it still someone like Oprah?
No, so usually it is someone like Oprah, but it's not. I already gave you a hint.
Is it the guy that runs Disney?
Is it The Rock?
Is it Thiel or something?
Bob Agner.
Bob Agner. Okay.
Is that his name? Agner?
I think it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, The second place went to the two guys running things at Netflix. Third place went to the CEO of NBC and Comcast. Fourth place was the woman running CBS. And fifth place was the Marvel Studio president, Kevin Fritch.
Which is kind of weird because Disney owns the Marvel franchise now. Yeah. And all the guy at ABC or that Disney has to do, like, just don't mess it up.
Yeah, and most of the
names...
nothing
to do with anything creative. All you have to do is get talented people to write the stuff. Don't screw it up.
Yeah, most of the names you would recognize, like Oprah came in at 15.
Sure.
J.J. Abrams came in at 19. Abrams.
You're done. J.J. Abrams. Is there anyone, like, surprising on there that you wouldn't have thought? I would assume
Judge
like,
Judy or something.
Well, she makes so much money.
Here's what kind of shocks me is I think of her as an actress, but maybe she's producing stuff, too. Reese Witherspoon.
You know what? She is producing stuff now.
It's like Tyler Perry's right behind her, but like Tyler Perry, number one, is in a bunch of movies, but also Tyler Perry Presents is like a lot of stuff.
Tyler Perry's blank.
Lauren Michaels is always in there, the creator of SNL. Jordan Peele's on the list, which makes sense. You know him from Key and Peele, very, very funny person, but also he's made a lot of monster.
He won an Oscar, didn't he?
He did, right? I'm pretty sure he did, didn't
he?
Yeah, I mean, he's made some huge movies.
By the way, someone just chimed in, a couple people. There is a Stranger Things ride at Universal Studios in Florida.
Cool. Oh, all right, there you go.
I have a great idea.
So maybe Universal.
Someone stole my idea.
Already.
Jeez. Maybe Universal's in cahoots.
Could have made millions.
Let's see, who else is on there? Kind of the standard people you expect. The Rock, Leonardo DiCaprio, Barack and Michelle Obama, John Favreau. Director of Iron Man.
I think it's Favreau. Mm-hmm. Is it Favreau or Favreau?
Favreau.
He came on the show and it was Favreau.
Oh, my apologies. I watched Swingers the other day.
We talked to him. Yeah. This is what you said before. Yeah. I honestly do not remember this.
We did.
Yeah, we interviewed him. He was like in the Caribbean or something. And he was shooting a movie with like Penelope Cruz or Selma Hayek or somebody.
I like what he does. I find him an interesting person.
It was a sequel.
Was it Couples Retreat or something?
It was a sequel to a pretty popular movie. I just can't remember what
I do not remember talking to this guy.
It's the guy who I've seen 20 years ago.
I'm pretty sure he was the one that told us that Will Ferrell was very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He may have been.
Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt's on there. Quentin Tarantino. Stephen King. I mean, just the normal people you expect. I like Michael B. Jordan made the list. Kevin Hart.
Michael B. Jordan before Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Not that Michael Jordan is involved in Hollywood, but still.
Yeah, you're right. He's not too involved in entertainment, besides basketball kind of stuff. Some of the people on last year's list that didn't make the cut include our guy Denzel. Denzel Washington was 54 on the list last year. He's not even top 100 now. Bad year for Denzel.
What has he done?
Jennifer Lawrence dropped out. Chris Pratt, Ryan Reynolds, LeBron James, Will Ferrell, Meryl Streep. And then this one hurts. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. He's out, man.
Probably the first time in 30 years he's not been in that.
Sure.
Yeah, I already came up a little bit short.
Oh. It's a risky joke.
I just can't go because we could go for hours.
I know.
Yeah.
Too many movies makes it too easy.
Yeah.
Coughlin's Law.
I was boring somebody with the story of Fridays last night, and I said, that's what Cocktail's loosely based on.
You can't help yourself.
I know.
Then you got potato skins.
Actually, I got a flat iron steak salad.
Ooh,
anyhow.
That sounds great.
It was delicious. So there's been a lot of stuff with the NFL. Everybody knows the Colin Kaepernick story. And then Jay-Z got involved with the NFL, and people were like, I thought you supported Cap, this and that. So then there was always the rumor that Rihanna had turned down the Super Bowl because of Colin Kaepernick, and she, you know, in solidarity with him. She told Vogue, basically, she told him, yeah, I did. I turned it down because, you know, like, she didn't want it. Right. She didn't want the money.
She doesn't have to have it either.
That helps.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it does a lot for downloads the next day. I know people that if
she
you perform,
need it.
Yeah. We all know Rihanna.
Although, to be fair, if you're performing halftime of the Super Bowl, you don't need that anyway.
No,
like, they don't get anyone, like, up and coming.
But Rihanna is also one of these people who's diversified. Like, I don't even know if she kind of, like, her music is an income, but I think the Fendi stuff, like, her product line's probably bringing a ton of money.
I'm just sad that, you know, I would have sat there and watched that show.
I still wouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, I've already seen the Beyonce and Prince. And
I hated
stuff.
That.
Yeah, but the In Vogue reunion, I mean, come on, you stood up for that.
It was not In Vogue.
Destiny's Child.
You know who was the reunion.
Now you know exactly how much
it
meant to us.
That's why you didn't
stand up. You know exactly how much it meant to us.
Oh, they brought out the other two that need money.
We know why you're here.
Three.
All three?
Yeah, how come there's just three? You are just...
You know what? You're right.
There's
just
three.
There might be only be three now. Because there was the main three in Destiny, but there was always like a fourth that kind of rotated in and out.
Okay.
But you're right.
We call her the Tito.
She's the Pat Smear of the band.
Rawr.
Nirvana.
Oh, I
Nirvana.
Know.
Oh, okay.
I say, rawr.
You've been here, but we're going to keep you behind the curtain for a while. Now we'll bring you out. Come on out.
Again, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are headlining this year's halftime show.
Like a lot I said, of hips.
That is. And none of them lie. Hmm? I mean, Jennifer Lopez. I trust you. You're going to hear that joke from now to the Super Bowl. Well, I will say Jennifer Lopez, in her defense, she has gotten older, but I mean, she looks basically the same.
She does.
Yeah.
She's just so disappointing she's with A-Rod.
That, you know.
I mean, that's the one thing. Like, I like her a lot, but her choice in men leaves a lot to be desired.
I hope you're not talking ass on Affleck.
I am not, but I mean, like, look, I don't know much about Mark Anthony. I don't know much, but I do.
But you've seen him.
But you know A-Rod. I mean, he's the guy who basically said, like, I didn't do steroids. Like, yes, you did. You got the biggest suspension in Major League Baseball history. And then he goes,
yeah, I did. But see, I don't fault him for that. I fault him because he strikes me as being remarkably stupid.
He's smart baseball-wise. He's smart money-wise.
Yes, of course he's smart baseball-wise. He's a great baseball player. Take that away, and to me, it's like, if you looked his brain up to Nate Cage, it would just flatline.
Like, but can he sign a contract for like $125 million? Yeah. Like, because he kept some of that makes him good with money?
But honestly, God,
it's hard to be bad.
He made $125 million.
If you take that away, is he a good-looking guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
You think so?
But he's still tall, stupid.
He's muscular.
He's just not my type.
Like Ryan Lochte, right? Good-looking dude. Dumber than a bag of ass.
I guess.
I mean, sorry. They're both just stupid.
Yeah, but Lockie's much dumber, but better looking.
He's on the comeback trail, by the way.
Ryan Lochte?
Lochte.
What's the comeback trail for
he
that?
He can finally spell
he's
SAT.
He's going to try out for the Olympics
again.
He's
going to swim again.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, very cool.
He feels very bad what happened last time.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Sad news from Ohio as lingerie store that doubled as a secret strip club is closed down. To Wisconsin, where a teacher watches as second grader vapes in class, and that made him frown. In Scotland, two riders get randy on a packed city bus. Florida man tries to bribe cop out of DUI by saying that you are one of us. And man is horrified after his dog finds a sex toy in the bushes bigger than he is. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We go to Scotland, where a man out with his dog at the surprise of a lifetime. While out, his dog retrieved something that the man at first thought was a stick, and it turns out he was half right. Out of the bushes, the man's Jack Russell pulled out a massive sex toy that was just about as long as he is.
Wow.
Authorities have been notified and are now on higher alert in the area for possible lewd behavior.
Why do you need to do that? Wouldn't you just use that at home?
Right? I don't know. Maybe people wanting to spice it up a little bit, and I get that. All right, fine. You wanted, you know, out in the public, okay. Or rather, in a park, all right, fine. Clean up after yourself.
That's all. Don't leave it in the bushes. I've had a similar experience. So back when you're teens, you got to find a place to drink.
Sure.
The golf course, right, closed at night, and somebody found something similar, not the same size, but found something similar in the bushes on the side of the golf course.
Now, I can't imagine. I haven't bought one of those things, so I don't know how much they cost.
Sure.
But I'm thinking that's just money that you're leaving behind. Then, you know, this isn't.
It's not one use only.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to invest the money in this, I want to use it more than once.
Right. You bought this because you... Okay, fine. In other news, we head on down to Louisiana, where a man robbed a local grocery store. After a well-executed robbery, the man made off with about $4,000 in cash and $500 in stamps before fleeing the scene. He was later stopped by police for a routine traffic stop by chance of luck.
The officer noticed the bag of money and seized it from the robber before letting him on his way. After obtaining a warrant for his arrest, the officers contacted the robber and told him to come down to the station to collect his money, which he did and was arrested as soon as he got to the station.
How stupid are you?
I don't know what the process is to where they could find this bag of stolen money and still let him go. I wonder if it's because they can't prove that he's the one that stole it, so they can't arrest him for it yet.
But the reason he stole that money, Mike, is he wanted to send money to a Nigerian astronaut that's lost in space.
Well, he's about...
he's about that smart.
2.94 million short.
He's doing what he can, Mike.
That's right. You know what? At least he's helping.
What he can.
At least he's helping. That's my bad. But then for the cops to call up and say, all right, yeah, you know what, it checks out. Come on down here, get your money.
But you got to figure, if they already have his phone number, they're going to catch him.
Sure.
Like, anyone feel like driving there? Nah, he seemed pretty stupid. Just tell him to come on down.
This is attempt number one. Let's go. A man in Florida managed to talk himself into further charges. He was stopped after he was driving erratically in the middle of the night and managed to fail both a sobriety test as well as a breathalyzer where he blew a .14. On top of that, the man admitted to having taken 3 to 4 pills earlier that day. It was a type of pill. It sounded like almost an anti-anxiety or kind of like a cousin to lorazepam.
Okay.
Oh. So, I mean, it had some of those syllables in it. So it's
kind of on lorazepam.
Yeah, like kind of on that level. But he took 3 or 4 earlier that day and also had open containers littered throughout his car. Thinking quickly, the man offered each officer $1,000 if they looked the other way and changed his offer to $300 for one officer and $2,000 for the other. Both of which were denied, and he was arrested with bribery charge tacked on.
You can't try to bribe a cop and then lower the price you're going to give him.
Well, the thing is...
the other guy was going to get a grand more, but he cut the other guy by $700.
Right, and right. And you get a free pair of bracelets.
That's right. So originally, he starts out with, you know, $1,000, you guys, you know, just let me go, look the other way. They said no. He said, okay, you get $300, you get $2,000. You get in the back of the car.
Right?
All right, all right.
In Wisconsin, police had to be called to a second grade classroom. The teacher upset class witnessed one of her students, age 7, using a vape device. During an interview, the boy admitted that he had swiped the pen from his mother's purse. Talking with the mother, she revealed that the pen contained CBD oil, and the boy was taken to the hospital for an examination.
Oh, come on.
No charges were filed in the incident, but the school took time to talk about the, quote, national vaping epidemic.
He might have gotten CBD oil.
It may have. It doesn't matter. He's smoking in class, man. Good Lord.
Well, at the same time, isn't it over and over again that everybody's saying that the problem with vaping is not the actual cartridges itself? It's these black market flavored cartridges that they don't care what they put into it. There's no regulation on it.
The second grader doesn't care about this. He's imitating what his parents do.
Right.
He's
trying
to be like them. He's aping what they're doing.
At least with my kid,
he's vaping.
That's why I tell my kids, no, you're going to take a pack of Daddy's Marlboro Reds to school. You smoke those at recess.
Here you go.
Vaping's dangerous.
That'll kill you. But number one, he's in second grade. Number two, like, it's in class.
Right.
And he's in second grade. But the vape is
different than the smoke. He used to smoke cigarettes in class.
And now the kid's trying to come back.
Yeah, I also like how the story says there is no word on how he was able to work the device or how he knew how to work the device.
What do you think?
It's got a button on it.
No, you don't.
Some of them don't.
Right.
The same way kids learn to speak.
Idiot.
Jesus.
We go back to Scotland, where we find that age doesn't mean that you're out of the game. A video posted online shows the incident taking place on a bus outside of a cancer treatment center. Mm. Apparently, a couple seniors used their concession passes to get onto the bus and decided to get it on right there on the seats in broad daylight.
Give me some of that droopy booty.
No.
I think that bus is trying to sponsor the Dolphin Stadium.
Is that a bang bus joke?
It is.
Yeah. I got that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarity there, Miles.
If you have a big sausage pizza joke, I'm ready for that next. I think it's the same guy. I don't. It's Captain Stabbin as well.
I will tell you this, though. There is no job.
Right.
The pair got pretty far before they were eventually kicked off the bus by the driver.
Yeah.
You can't do that here. Right. That's all.
There's a lot of things that you can do on this bus.
That's not bus. One of them.
There's no rules. There's one rule.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Bad Jokes and the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.